Rolene Marks with the Israel Report. A very, very good morning. Apologies that we are slightly late. How are you doing?
Well, like I just said to Lindy, where, you know, I didn't get to meet Queenie last week, so, you know, I'll have to step upside the head and take a crown. So, you know, that's the way I deal with these things.
Absolutely right. Rolene Marks, so Louis Farrakhan misbehaving again, isn't he?
I don't know how this man is still, I don't know how he's allowed to say what he says, but in a new video that has been published by himself, he has said that paedophilia, homosexuality, sex trafficking is the word of Talmudists. Now, you don't have to be an epic genius to read into what he is trying to insinuate with that. And to quote him directly, he says, Weinstein and Epstein and all those top Jewish Talmudists who are in media, television that abuse women, there ain't nobody talking about Weinstein. There ain't nobody talking about Epstein. You don't hear anybody talking up about the man who set up a hedge fund. Ooh, there goes another one. Should we count how many tropes are just in this little paragraph?
Yeah, yeah.
Because Talmudic satanic Jews are the ones that feel nobody has the right to punish them for what the Talmud has made lawful to them.
I'm just curious, Rolene, do you think that Epstein is more offended about being called a pedophile or a Talmudist?
Well, that's a good question. And I want to know, like, what is the relevance of their religion? You know, we don't say to people who are not Jewish, who commit offensive crime, that person who is, you know, whatever, you know, it must be the religious doctrines that they believe in.
Yeah, listen, it's very clear, very clearly his goal here is to cause chaos and to insult Jews. But the amazing thing is that he is continually allowed to do this. He just doesn't get censured for it. Or barely.
He doesn't get censured. He doesn't get condemned. You know, we need to hear from big names. The big names have always been proud to be associated with them. We need to hear from them because you know where his words are filtering down. He's giving a tailwind to young people who think that, you know, as Tamika Mallory of the Women's March, and this is why his words are so dangerous, who refer to him as the GOAT, the greatest of all time. This repugnant, epic, anti-Semite who to me, might as well have been a co-author of Mein Kampf. His level of hatred and, despicable rhetoric is that bad.
Absolutely, absolutely appalling. Also a very, very strange story that in fact I haven't spoken enough about is, the situation, in Cyprus. Tell us about this.
Okay. So, at the outset, and I thought to myself, there's more to this than meets the eye. Last week, a British woman accused 12 Israelis of raping her. Of course, this is all played out in the British media. It's very, very scandalous. And I thought to myself, there has to be more to the story than meets the eye. And I'm not just saying this because, you know, it's Israelis. The Israelis, the majority of them that were detained are all underage. And this happened in Cyprus. And now that more and more evidence is coming out, and this is why, you know, sometimes I really despise the media, even though I work in it, is this rush to put the news out before the evidence has been substantiated. While some of the Israelis have said that are accused have said they didn't even know that they didn't know her. Those that did know her say that everything was done with her consent. Five of the young boys whose identity we don't know because they are underage have been released, and those that are still in custody, they say that they do have video footage. They do have evidence that substantiates their claim. And one of the guys has released evidence, or he said to the police, I was sitting in my room. I was with my girlfriend. We have the photographic evidence. He says, you know, he had no idea what happened. All of a sudden, two policemen burst into his room, and he said that he is suspected of raping a girl. And he said to them, go ask my girlfriend. I was with her. We have pictures together. I don't understand how they didn't check that. And, five of the five young Israelis who have been released, their DNA did not substantiate the young girl's claim. So, you know, it's all very, very nebulous. And now this this young guy has presented the evidence that he was with his girlfriend. In fact, he was asleep at the time. So now there are a lot of cracks starting to form in the young girl's story. And while rape is, you know, something that is beyond appalling, and we should never blame the victim, this particular story, because of the age of the young perpetrators or alleged perpetrators, and because of a lot of the evidence around it, does seem extremely, extremely ambiguous.
Yeah. It's actually a terrible.
However, if they are guilty, then absolutely they need to be tried to the full extent of the law.
Absolutely right. It's just as you say, the problem is that being accused of something where you weren't even there is horrific, because it does taint you for the rest of your life. This type of thing, just being associated with this kind of a claim, is obviously very, very, very problematic. And unfortunately, what this type of thing does is actually discredits it does such damage to people who are victims, genuine victims of a rape. And I'm not suggesting that it didn't happen at all, but it is very, very clear that suddenly you've gone from 12 perpetrators down to 7 perpetrators, and the whole story is just a little bit strange. But it's very problematic, and I'm not sure that the women's movements and everybody that's concerned around this type of issue actually have found the way to deal with this type of situation yet.
I have to agree with you there. I think that we're living in a climate where we become, you know, extremely, extremely sensitive to any of these kinds of allegations. And you know, it's been, unfortunately, we've had a series of these kinds of allegations that have proven to be either unsubstantiated or consensual. And it really, really harms the case of those women who are seeking justice, who have been, harassed or abused or assaulted. And unfortunately, you know, their claims are being diluted amongst all of this. And I'm going to use the word, and I'm a feminist myself, all of this like growing hysteria.
It's very difficult to try and plot our way through this one. Tell us about, on the same type of theme, an IDF woman catching her flasher. Just tell us about the story.
Well, honey, don't you mess. Don't you flash an IDF veteran on her jog. So this took place in Boston, and a flasher ran up to a woman and flashed her. Unbeknownst to him, she was an IDF veteran, and she gave chase. She gave chase to him.
She's
like, oh no, you better didn't.
Yeah.
And caught him and unleashed the full extent of her disgust on this flasher, which I thought, you know,
this is how we do it here. Right, that's the last person she'll
let. She's not taking anything. I mean, she was like, oh no, you just better didn't. And she gave chase to him and caught him down.
Absolutely love that. That's the last person that he's going to ever flash, in a while, in any event. And finally, we have to talk about this donkey that went shopping at duty free. I mean, I've got this as a story as well, because it was absolutely remarkable. Give us the background here.
Oh, this is funny. This is funny, but I just have to go on a little bit about this IDF veteran. Mm. She actually caught him and held him down, and apparently he was terrified of her. And her final words were, "He messed with the wrong victim."
Love it. Love it.
I don't know, Howard. Something's up with Israel's animals. I mean, we've had hippos and we've had rhinos who've gone for a stroll. Mm-hmm. You know, a couple of months ago, it was an ostrich that was making its way down the highway, much to the absolute, like, shock of motorists. I mean, I've seen strange things in the traffic. And the other day, a mule just happened to wander into duty-free. I mean, just think about it. Anybody who's been to Ben-Gurion,
how did they get through security?
Let's just place the scenario. Mm. It cleared the security check, okay? It cleared the security check. It cleared, you know, that the whole area where you have to check your electronics, and made it through down the ramp into duty-free. And the security was saying, like, never in their years have they seen anything like this. That everybody was stunned. All of a sudden, you know, it just calmly walked itself into duty-free. I mean, I don't know if it's saying something about the pricing in duty-free, that it's really good.
Yeah. Or the products.
I know that we've been voted like one of the best airports in the world. I mean, I don't know what it is, but this mule found the impetus to go and do a bit of shopping.
And does anybody know, did anybody actually ask the mule what it was looking for?
I don't know if they asked. I think they were too stunned to approach it at first, but
an absolutely bizarre story. I saw photos of this mule inside Ben Gurion Airport, and you thought, how on earth did this possibly happen? I mean, surely you can't even get, you know, the way the Ben Gurion works is you've got these rings of security. Like, it actually got through all of them in order to get inside the building.
Absolutely. It went through everything. It even managed to go through, did you pack the suitcase yourself and are you traveling with anybody? And through the electronic scan. But I mean, I just want to hear the security call. Like, we have a situation duty-free.
Exactly. I mean, it's probably the one thing that El Al security or Ben Gurion security is not trying to deal with.
Well, have you got anything to declare? Electronics, food that you've brought in, mules, livestock.
Absolutely.
And by livestock, we mean actual livestock.
Mad, mad story, really, Marks. It is 8 o'clock. This is Where We Love and Leave You. Clive says it must be a Mossad spy. And Merv says it must be the one from Balak. All right. It is 8 o'clock. This is Where We Love and Leave You. And Milton says it was clearly looking for the latest Donkey Kong game. It is 8 o'clock. Really, Marks, have a fantastic weekend. Shabbat shalom. And we'll speak to you next week.